working on a song. It's kind of irritating when you do that. Just give me a couple minutes here, okay? And then I'll be right with you, all right? You can play the piano. Just sit over at that end there. And when I point to you, you play that note, okay? Here we go. Okay, Sheep, go. Okay, Sheep, do this one. Yeah. Hey, Sheep, that wasn't half bad.
Bah.
You ain't seen mutton yet.
Bah.
Ooh, they're just going to flock to this one.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to learn everything you ever wanted about fighting, would you capture it or would you just let it slip? Yo, are you ready? Peripheral sponge is heavy. There's pores in its body already. Food catch their feeders, and on the rotten shells they are hanging to eat food. The Nadalia's and gel hydras and corals. One hole for in and out. It opens its mouth, but it's really an anus now. As tentacles house, stinging protection, wow. Body walls, layers, echo and endoderm blast. Flat worm parasites take worms, bloody helmet themes. Open the goes a rabbit, a host if so rabid. It won't eat up that. See, no, it won't have it. Don't know. Inside stomachs are ropes called tapeworms. They gross, absorb food from the host. No digestive system. When stomachs are your home, that's when you have to have protection. Yo, the thick cuticle better protect its body and hope. It's not that
you better know. Peripheral, a sponge is the Daria jellyfish. You better never touch them. No,
no.
Try to eat milk thieves. You don't want flatworms. No. And nematodes come in the form of roundworms.
Yo.
You better know. Anteaters, earthworms, arthropods, insects, molluscs, clams, or snails.
Ew.
Echinodermatids, some stars in the ocean blue. Chordates, reptiles, fish, amphibians, birds, and you.
Nematodes lengthy. Roundworms are segmented. These worms are finely tapered to open in. As we move toward it, mouth and anus, couple digestive system, bilateral symmetry, anterior and posterior, and the lids go larger, moves a lot quicker, tube within a tube. This is the body plan, coast to coast shown. It's known as Legion Sandworm. Cemented both internal and external dorsal and ventricle surfaces. Arthropoda insects, crustaceans, and spiders. But open these, cause here goes the info. These bugs walk swift, they get bite, they fight and fly. They have millions of different bros who grow from long ago. And of those of pros, I'm told they go. Suppose anywhere from water to plateau, head to abdomen and thorax, from head to toe.
You better know peripheral, a sponge is the Daria jellyfish. You better never touch them, no.
No.
Try to eat milkweeds, you don't want flatworms, no. And nematodes come in the form of roundworms,
you
no.
Better know.
Anteaters, earthworms, arthropods, insects, molluscs, clams, and snails.
Snails, oysters, and clams makes a shell or a roof with their mantle gland. It keeps secreting around the body, then it all hardens. Then it can chew off and scrape off the fruit from plants. Using a tongue-like organ, radula, it's called. Best believe moving a foot, huge, not small. Travel around on that muscular foot, and then with its soft body and hard outer roof, echinodermata, see stars and sea urchins. Internal, like a skeleton, and spiny outside, and some.
I went to the animal fair. The birds and the beasts were there. The big baboon by the light of the moon was combing his auburn hair. The monkey lit some punk and burnt the elephant's trunk. The elephant sneezed and fell on his knees. And that was the end of the monk. The monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk. I went to the animal fair. The birds and the beasts were there. A kangaroo from Kalamazoo sat down in a rocking chair. The monkey sat kerplunk right on the elephant's trunk. The elephant coughed and fell in the trough. And that was the end of the monk. The monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk. I went to the animal show where all of the animals go. A tall giraffe was making me laugh by yelling, "Look out below!" The monkey pulled a chunk of hair from the elephant's trunk. The elephant snored fell down on the floor. And that was the end of the monk. The monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk. I went to the animal park, and the beast from Noah's Ark had gathered all and were having a ball one day when the moon was dark. They met in a forest glade and drank pink lemonade. They laughed and talked. And hooted and squawked. And here is the sound they made. They made, they made, they made, they made, they made, they made, they made. I went to the animal zoo to call on a new I knew. Though the new I knew was new, he knew all the news on the avenue. The new said,
"How do you do?"
And I said, "How are you?" The new said,
"You have got the flu. Ka-choo, 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 ka-choo."
To Bombay, a traveling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again. Night by night, she danced to the circus band. When Nelly was leading the big parade, she looked so proud and grand. No more tricks for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow, and she took the crowd by storm.
Jump, jump, jump. Now Melody, I'm the pop. their natural state. All the kids agree what's a sight to see when they peel off the paper and they all ran free on the day the cartoon animal reverted to their original work. They threw off their anthropomorphic ways and totally went berserk. And there was Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Boo Boo and Yogi dining in the dumpster. Well, look at old Mickey, that dirty old rat. Got a mouth full of cheese and his head in a trap. Donald's in a Chinese restaurant booth with a ginger glaze and no sailor suit. And there's Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Bugs Bunny in the laboratory testing mascara. Well, Rocky's just a roadkill squirrel surprise. Only flying being done by fly. Bullwinkle's in the woods far away from here with a radio collar and a tag in his ear. And Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Porky smells nicer on a spiral slicer. Goofy's sniffing out drugs at the border. Bambi's on the turnpike riding on a fender.
Such a beast as the hippo rhinoceri cow. How it got so mixed up, we will never know how. It sleeps all day and it whistles all night. And it wears yellow socks which are far too tight. If you laugh at the hippo rhinoceri cow, you're bound to get into an awful row. The creature's protected by night and by day by a man called RSPCA. My Yiddish hippo rhinoceri cow, I'm be sure married to die. By a man called RSPCA.
Talking about Humphrey the Camel. Down at the Oasis, the Arabs are picking. party up at the Sultan's place. There's a camel named Camellia, and Humphrey's gonna bring her one big drink, and he's a seven-day swinger, uh-huh. Oh yeah. Talking about Humphrey the camel.
I walk a mile for a Omar.
Steal your flowers, steal your mat, steal everything, even kill your cat. Be careful to leave your pizza, those little rascals will eat that shit.
Masters of the night, ready to plunder and steal. Sneaky little assholes, they'll bite you if you kneel. They fuck up your garbage cans in search of cake and pizza. Goddamn raccoon assholes, I'm calling the police, yeah.
Steal your flowers, steal your mat, steal everything, even kill your cat. Be careful to leave your pizza, those little rascals will eat that shit. Steal your flowers, steal your mat, steal everything, even kill your cat. Be careful to let them bite you, cause you'll probably get AIDS.
Jesus gave them sorrow masks so they can get away with crime. Good luck picking one of them out in a police line. They look fuzzy and cute, but really they are assholes. They'll totally kill your mom, and they were responsible for the 9/11 attacks.
Steal your flowers, steal your mat, steal everything, even kill your cat. Be careful to leave your pizza, those little rascals will eat that shit. Steal your flowers, steal your mat, steal everything, even kill your cat. Careful to let them bite you, cause you'll probably get AIDS.
Oh, hey there, little fella. Man, you're a cute one, aren't you? Hey, what are you doing with my cat, man? Mr. Tinkin,
no! Steal your flowers, steal your mat, steal everything, even kill your cat. Be careful to leave your pizza, those little rascals will eat that shit. Steal your flowers, steal your mat, steal everything, even kill your cat. Be careful to let them bite you, cause you'll probably get AIDS.
Wearing my mask. Yay!
Wearing my mask and looking like a bear, I'm a raccoon.
Oh, the antelope, oh, the antelope, oh, the antelope is a fast one, up and down and all around, wherever that he may be. On a mountain slope or a prairie plain, I can never, ever get past one. I tried, but nope, the antelope is always too fast for me.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be if we could talk to the animals, learn all their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python, and I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people asked me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of carceros, can't you? If I conferred with our furry friends, man the animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutans, the advantages why any fool on earth could plainly see. Discussing Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle, and my Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say winotamus, and I would. If I could parlay with pachyderms, it's a fairy tale worthy of Hans Andersen and Grimm. A man who walks with the animals and talks with the animals, grunts and squeaks and squawks with the animals, and they could talk to him. Let me hear him talk. Study every creature's language so I could speak to all of them on sight. If friends said, can he talk in crab or maybe pelican? You'd say like hell he can, and you'd be right. And if you just stop and think of it, ain't no doubt of it, I'm gonna win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, squawk with the animals, and they could squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Ba 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 ba.
quack, yak, quack, quack. Fried butter roast, you're the slinky I dig the most. I'm not a ram or a clam or a lamb. I'm not a hog or a frog or a dog. I'm not a boss or a heat body mouse.
I am a mole and I live in a hole. I am a mole and I live in a hole. I am a mole and I live in a hole.
2 weeks ago last Monday, I was driving home at night. The guy in front was pokey. He wanted to see the sights. I didn't want to be Gumby, so I switched to passing gear. When I pulled up alongside him, he offered me a beer.
Hey, man, you want a beer?
No, thanks, man.
You sure?
No, I'm Bob.
Okay, man, we'll see you later.
Pulled into my driveway, walked up to my front door. I went inside and noticed there were hoof marks on the floor. I measured them with utmost care and thought the tracks were deer. Then suddenly it hit me what was happening in here.
There's a moose in my house.
I thought it was a deer.
There's a moose in my house.
But now it's really clear.
There's a moose in my house.
Got a major problem here.
Moose, moose, in my house.
What am I gonna tell my dog? I checked my mail and found a box from the Sierra Club. I ran into the bathroom and found moose hair in my tub. My bill from Bell had phone calls to the Yukon and Montana. My toothbrush smells like moose breath. I'm missing my pajamas.
There's a moose in my house.
I don't know what to do.
There's a moose in my house.
I stepped in moosey poo.
There's a moose in my house.
My dog is turning blue.
Moose, moose, in my house.
I looked in the backyard and found a troop of Cub Scout campers. I asked them why that they were there. It is my yard, you know. They said, we are moose hunters. This is the place to go.
We're moose hunters.
Oh, yeah?
They're in your house.
I know. You want to get out of my yard? I know this all sounds stupid. You probably think I'm dumb. You might think I'm a mental case or maybe just a bum. But someday you just might come home and find a big surprise. A moose takes up a lot of space and really draws the flies.
There's a moose in my house.
I thought it was a deer.
There's a moose in my house.
But now it's really clear.
There's a moose in my house.
I should have had that beer.
There's a moose in my house.
Got a major problem here.
There's a moose in my house.
I don't know what to do.
There's a moose in my house.
I stepped in moosey poo.
There's a moose in my house.
I hope that there aren't two.
There's a moose in my house.
My dog is turning blue.
There's a moose in my house.
Moose, moose, moose.
But as day turns to night, something in the air just ain't right. Off in the distance, you hear rustling, shuffling, huffing and puffing. Kinda sounds like a foghorn, getting closer, time to jog more. Oh boy, is that a caboose? Oh my gosh, there's a moose on the loose. 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 Safe behind these trees, that could have been a great big disaster. Then all of a sudden, barreling through the trees, a big old something. Oh boy, is that a caboose? Oh my gosh, there's a moose on the loose. 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 There's a moose on the loose.
there's a moose on the loose.
Woo!
That was close. Two more seconds and we'd be toast. That moose was 10 feet high with antlers the size of the River Nile. But something's wrong. I thought that moose was long gone, but I hear eight hoofs coming like a caboose. Oh my gosh, there's two moose on the loose. There's a 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 moose on the loose. Well, that's the end. We got away, me and all my friends. It took a while. That moose was smart, fast, and agile. Just because that's the end of the story, I got some advice just for you. Next time you think you hear a caboose, it ain't a train. There's a moose on the loose.
There's a moose on the loose. There's a moose on the loose. There's a moose on the loose. There's a moose on the loose. There's a moose on the loose. There's a moose on the loose. There's a moose on the loose. There's a moose on the loose.
Okay, simmer down. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to an animal edition of The Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. You know all that stuff now. So we got the formalities out of the way. Let's get down to business, shall we? We started that thing with something called Don't Let Your Sheep Play the Piano. I think it's very good advice, and that was Lee and his sheep demonstrating that to us. We heard from Mr. Parr. Mr. Parr apparently was, a college professor or maybe a high school professor of some sort. Made up a lot of educational songs for his students. That one was called Phyla, and it's about how we classify our animals. Animal Fair was Tex Ritter, no introduction necessary. The Toy Dolls, after that, Nelly the Elephant. That's a song made popular back in the 50s by Mandy Miller and produced by George Martin. And it is recommended that you use the beat of that song if you have to give someone CPR, kind of like Staying Alive, you know? Let's see, Haywood Banks after that, Cartoon Animals. He was a stand-up guy. Haven't seen too much of him lately, but I'm sure you could find him on YouTube. That was called Cartoon Animals. I think I said that. Hippo Rhinoster Cow was Spike Milligan, one of the goons. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan after that. Humphrey the Camel. We'll be hearing from them again in a moment. Let's see. Night Bandits, the raccoon song, was Anders Nilsson. He's from Norway and had a big hit with something called Salsa Tequila, which is pretty funny. I'll have to remember to play it for you soon. Okay? It's a deal. Jane Hobson and her bad review after that, I'm a Raccoon, the other raccoon song. Talk to the Animals was Bobby Darin. Bobby Darin was married to Sandra Dee. He was an actor and, big deal back in the day. He died at the age of 37 of complications of sepsis. Sad news. But that was back in, the 60s or something. Anyway, Mole in a Hole after that was the Southlanders from 1958. They were a London outfit, and their big hit was something called Alone, but they could never do a show anywhere without doing this song as well, so that's good to hear. It's a silly thing. Moose in My House was Scott Lanningham. We have that trouble up here in Maine a lot. And then Moose on the Loose, another Maine problem, and that was Ozo Motley, whoever they are. So, that brings us up to where we are now, and I got a bunch more. So I think probably the best thing to do would be just to fade out here and pick up where we left off.
Coming in. There's a moose on the loose. There's a bear on the chair. Well, there's a monk on the phone. There's a deer in the beer. If you think I was scared, you're not me. I climbed a tree. He climbed a tree. Oh, well.
Well, everyone began to run. Someone yelled, "Go get a gun!" An elephant broke right through the wall, and soon the rope began to fall. And then I heard a lion roar and someone screaming at the door. There's a moose on the loose. Yes, and there's a bear on the chair. Well, there's a monk on the bone. There's a deer in the beer. If you think I was scared, no, not me. I climbed the tree.
He climbed the tree.
Some guy was hanging from a chandelier, and man was he shook up with fear. A car drove up filled with police, and soon that we disturbed the peace. And then the judge asked, "What do you say?" I said, "Your honor, it's this way. There's a moose on the loose. Yes, and there's a bear on the chair. And she does a muck on the bunk. Your honor, there's a deer in the beer. If you think I was scared, no, not me. I climbed a tree.
He climbed a tree."
Said a little red rooster to the little red hen, "Man, I ain't been a rocket since I don't know when." Said a little red hen to the little red rooster, "Oh yeah, Dad, you don't rock like you used to."
But that's true, Ruth, but that's true, Ruth. Everybody think I'm crazy, but still my baby, baby, that's true, Ruth.
Said the brown alligator to the pink crocodile, "Hang around, baby, and I'll kiss you after a while." Said the pink crocodile to the brown alligator, "Kiss me now, baby, and I'll hang around later."
That's true, Ruth, but that's true, Ruth, but that's true, Ruth. Everybody think I'm crazy, but you still my baby, baby, that's truth. Roof.
Said the polka dot cat to the little gray mouse, "Man, I think I'll chase you around the house." Said the little gray mouse to the polka dot cat,
"Look here, man, how come you act like that?" That's true, Roof, but that's true, Roof, but that's true, Roof. Everybody think I'm crazy, but you still my baby, baby, that's truth. Roof.
Said a little green frog to the big black snake, "Let's go swimming in the middle of the lake." Said a big black snake to the little green frog, "No, Dad, I'm staying on a log."
That's true, Roof, that's true, Roof, that's true, Roof. Everybody think I'm crazy, but still my baby, baby, that's true, Roof.
Said a big strong lion to the little lady bow, "Come on, baby, let's go somewhere." Said the little lady bow to the big strong lion,
"Give her, you got the money, honey, I got the time." That's true, Roof, that's true, Roof, that's true, Roof. Everybody think I'm crazy, but you still my baby, baby, that's true, Roof.
What's that, White Fang? Hippie's written the best song of them all?
Uh-huh.
Well, why is it the best? Oh, it's because it's about you.
You ain't nothing but a mean dog. White Fang, you're a mean dog.
Uh-huh.
You're an always wrecked a scene dog. But I love you just the same. You're so big and mean and scary.
Uh-huh.
You're so overgrown and hairy.
Yeah.
And you're always so contrary.
Uh-huh.
But I love you just the same. You know I do. Always digging up the neighbor's yard.
Uh-huh.
Always burying the neighbor's car. Always knocking down a neighbor's house. So you're a dog that makes a man feel like a mouse. You ain't nothing but a mean dog.
Yeah.
White Fang, you're a mean dog.
Uh-huh.
But you really are a keen dog.
Yeah.
So I love you just the same, you know I do.
Yeah.
You gonna play a guitar solo?
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Yeah.
Well, don't pick it, it'll never heal.
Oh, that room.
Man, Always digging up the neighbor's yard.
Uh-huh.
Always burying the neighbor's car.
Uh-huh.
Always knocking down a neighbor's house. So you're a dog that makes a man feel like a mouse. You ain't nothing but a mean dog.
Uh-huh.
White Fang, you're a mean dog.
Uh-huh.
But you really are a keen dog.
Uh-huh.
So I love you just the same. You know I do.
Uh-huh.
You know I do. You're a mean dog.
Yeah.
But I love just you.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday at the zoo, she was tittering at the turtles, I was giggling at the gnu. She's my hyena baby, hyena baby, hyena baby, a jerking and a smirking tonight. Hi. She's dainty as a donkey, she jumps like a giraffe, she wiggles like a wallaby, but baby can she laugh. She's my hyena baby, hyena baby, hyena baby, a chuckling and a chortling tune. Ha, 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 hi. Ha, 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 hi. We did a lot of laughing till one awful day. They took her to the nut house, a-laughing all the way. She's my hyena baby, baby in a padded cell. She makes a lot of racket, cackling in her straight jacket. Tuna, ha, 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 ha.
Legs. chinny up trees. When they tiptoe through the city, better lock all the lights. They'll drink up our wine and take our dirty socks. If eggs had legs, they'd steal our football shoes. You can see them kicking chickens on a 6 o'clock news. Well, they don't give up. They got nothing to lose. They're on their way to Tennessee. That's why I got the blues. You could hear them bite their toenails up in the trees, drinking our wine, getting stoned as an ox, staggering around in our dirty socks. Little hairy legs in socks and football shoes. See them kicking chickens,
kicking chickens
on the 6 o'clock news. Well, they don't give up. They got nothing to lose. They're on their way to Tennessee. That's why I got the blues. They're on their way to Tennessee. That's why I got the blues.
The she-lamb gave the he-lamb the once-over. Then tenderly she bleated this refrain. Will you love me when I'm mutton, as you do now I am lamb? Ba, ba, black sheep, tell me do, tell me do. Will you love me when I'm mutton, like a true and faithful ram? Or will you tell me I'm too tough to chew? When me one and four a pound is not so tender, and there's no left upon me one and three, when you're sitting in the ice safe with me, darling, oh, promise that you won't be cold to me. In life they loved, in death they were not parted. Their two heads lay upon a butcher's tray. And tight one night the butcher, broken-hearted, declared he heard one little sheep's head say, will you love me when I'm mutton, as you do now I am lamb? Ba, ba, black sheep, tell me do. Will you love me when I'm mutton, like a true and faithful ram? Though I'm cut up and you feel cut up too, though me Cupid's darts are skewer stuck in me shoulder, and they've bound a ticket where your tail should be. When the butcher sells your kidneys, love for fourpence, oh, tell him that your heart is still for me. Bear, bear. Will you love me on the Sunday, when you're roasted like I am? and when you're served up cold on Monday too. If you meet me in the soup upon the Tuesday, oh, promise you won't hide behind the peak. And on Wednesday when they call us the Rissoles, darling, oh, tell me that you'll be twin souls with me.
Twin souls with me.
Bad.
Nobody loves me on account of I'm a skunk.
The little red fox and the three little pigs are really famous fellas. Yes, all his friends are big shots now. No wonder that he's jealous.
Oh, nobody loves me. I hang my head in shame. Nobody loves me. I'm oh so nice and tame. Nobody loves me. It really is a bunk. Nobody loves me on the count of I'm a skunk.
Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. The big bad wolf with his big appetite, a greedy guy now is me. Yes, all he does is brag about the dough he made with Disney.
Oh, nobody loves me, my spirit sure is low. Nobody loves me for reasons you all know. Nobody loves me, my best friend said I stunk. Nobody loves me on the count of I'm a skunk.
Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. He has a new car that's Mickey the Mouse in. Has a powerful motor.
He passed me by and yelled,
"Hey, guy, you have a powerful odor."
Oh, nobody loves me. Poor old me is rolled. Nobody loves me, I guess I have to be old. Nobody loves me, my atmosphere is punk. Nobody loves me on the count of I'm a skunk.
Nobody loves me, nobody loves me.
I'm just a little innocent skunk. Everyone says that I smell punk. Now I'm just a total loss, I think, confidentially. Oh, nobody loves me. My best friend said I stunk. Nobody loves me on the count of I'm a skunk.
Now Patrick McGinty, an Irishman of note, fell in for a fortune and he bought himself a goat. Says he, sure of goat's milk, I'm going to have me fill. But when he brought the nanny home, he found it was a bill. All the young ladies who live in Killaloe, they're all wearing bustles like their mothers used to do. They each wear a bolster beneath their petticoat and leave the rest to Providence and Paddy McGinty's goat. Mrs. Burke to her daughter said, "Listen, Mary Jane, who was the lad you were cuddling in the lane? He'd long wiry whiskers a-hanging from his chin. 'Twas only Pat McGinty's goat," she answered with a grin. Then she went away from the village in disgrace. She came back with powder and paint upon her face. She'd rings on her fingers and she wore a sable coat. You bet your life she didn't get those from Paddy McGinty's goat. McCarthy, the knot was going to tie. She washed out her trousseau when she hung it out to dry. Along came the goat and he saw the bits of white and chewed up all her fol-de-rols upon her wedding night. "Oh, turn out the light quick," she shouted out to Pat, "for though I'm your bride, sure I'm not worth looking at. I had two of everything I told you when I wrote, but now I've one and nothing all through Paddy McGinty's goat." Mickey Riley, he went to the races the other day. He won $20 and he shouted hip hooray. He held up the note shouting, look at what I've got. The goat came up and grabbed it and he swallowed up the lot. He's eaten me banknotes, says Mickey with a hump. They went for the doctor and they got a stomach pump. They pumped and they pumped for the $20 note, but all they got was ninepence out of Paddy McGinty's goat. Now old Paddy's goat had a wondrous appetite, and one day for breakfast he had some dynamite. A big box of matches he swallowed all serene, then out he went and swallowed up a quart of paraffin. He sat by the fireside, he didn't give a hang. He swallowed a spark and exploded with a bang. So if you go to heaven, you can bet a dollar note that the angel with the whiskers on is Paddy McGinty's goat.
I walked into my bedroom, and there on the floor was a 2-foot-long slug undulating wildly. It looked angry, so rather than picking it up and taking it outside, I left it there to calm down. Then, I headed into the kitchen for an afternoon snack, like I typically do. But when I opened the fridge, I found a pack of possums devouring my food, singing songs, and generally having a grand old time. So as not to disturb the possums, I quietly closed the door and left the kitchen. In case you're wondering, I did not usually have possums in my fridge, but there was a giant slug in my bedroom, so I felt the possums were not entirely strange. In fact, I avoided 3 sheep grazing on my carpet as I made my way into the living room, where I thought I would listen to some music and contemplate what exactly was going on in my house. But there, sleeping peacefully in the center of my living room, was a giant gorilla, curled up next to an also sleeping walrus. I simply couldn't wake these 2 charming creatures, and decided I would have to postpone listening to music until later. Speaking of music, I heard quite a pleasurable tune coming from what seemed to be the bathroom. Now this, I thought, is strange, because I don't have a stereo in my bathroom. I walked past my open closet in which, by the way, a wild turkey and a mongoose were having a wrestling match, and I peered into the bathroom. There I saw a lizard in the shower playing drums, a pony supplying some low tones on an electric bass, an extremely talented sea urchin playing guitar, using the toilet seat as a stage. This band is really good, I thought. This band is also really strange. This whole ordeal, in fact, is out of the ordinary completely. Then, the sea urchin began to sing in English.
This is not strange. You should expect that animals may someday invade your house. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You wacky humans, ignore the truth.
Although this urchin could not sing as well as it could play the guitar, the message, I thought, was quite profound. I decided to leave, at least for a while, and let these animals make their own decision about my house. Walking out, I saw grass coming up through the floor, and shrubs and trees coming up also. My car outside was overgrown with plants, and a bunch of small rodents were playing around inside of it. I walked away, thinking about the relationship of humans, animals, and plants.
Said,
and lizard said,
somehow we'll both get away and be a refugee lizard and fish.
Lizard was bright, he was clever and sly. There wasn't an escape routine that he hadn't tried. And fish was a master of keeping his cool while dreaming about the day he'd go back to school. And lizard jumped up on the wall of his tank, and fish said, and lizard said,
somehow we'll get to the riverbank, and we can live like a lizard and fish.
back of the store. And all the animals were screaming and squawking and otherwise talking about the terrible stench and the roar of the flames. Then suddenly lizard and fish were grabbed from their homes by Pee Wee Herman, who was clearing out the burning sore and putting all the animals outside.
Jump ahead of the crowd, far out Walter Wart, the freaky frog. Got a funny little beard, the dinky little shades, and bright red racing stripe. Walter wasn't always the most popular frog.
No, man, he wasn't, no.
He had a fuzzy little beard, crazy little shades, not to mention the most gaudy bright red racing stripe. Once he was a beatnik. Walter Wart, the freaky frog.
Freaky frog. Freaky, freaky.
He carried the make love, not wart sign.
Oh, freaky frog. Freaky frog.
Freaky.
Walter Wart, the freaky frog.
Freaky.
The freaky little frog of Walter Wart.
Freaky.
Got himself a car.
Freaky.
Look at him go in his Wartmobile. Walter Wart, the freaky frog. Always one jump ahead of the crowd. Far out Walter Wart, the freaky frog.
Let's see your registration.
Walter Wart, won't you come to our party? Walter Wart, won't you come to our party?
Come to our party, Walter.
He's one jump ahead of all of the rest. Walter Wart, we know you all got soul. Everyone's asking who's that swimming in the punch bowl. That's Walter Wart, the freaky frog. Walter Wart, the freaky frog. Walter was a natural-born entertainer. Which in frog talk means, Wart kind of fool am I? When the masquerade party, when it got going good, Walter Wart met the girl. Love is not blind, love is nearsighted. She had a peaches and cream complexion.
Wet and fuzzy.
Walter Wart, the freaky frog, cause he's one jump ahead of the crowd. Far out Walter Wart, the freaky frog. She said, Walter Wart, I love you. And Walter Wart turned out to be a handsome prince. Wonderful Walter, the priceless prince.
I kissed him.
Yes, love can turn anyone into something better. And more important is, I'm no longer a lazy beatnik frog. I'm now a kind, generous prince. I do have one problem.
Here he comes. Here he comes. From the depths of the ocean, 100 meters tall. Ground starts shaking, building starting to fall. He's a new definition of the word ginormous. New limitation of a Godzilla-saurus. Natural disaster of size and mass. Sharp claws and teeth and a nuclear blast. Dark gray skin spikes down his back. And a real long tail for a tail with a smack. If you see him coming, then you're under attack. He's a king of the monsters and that's a fact. Either on land or in the sea, nobody can stop his legacy. Doing what he wants like he owns his bitch. Since he first showed up in 56, walking through your city, knocking everything down. If you live in Japan, then he's coming to your town. Oh no,
oh no,
they say he's got to go,
go, go.
Godzilla, chaos is what he brings. In a world full of monsters, he's the king.
Oh no,
oh no, there goes Tokyo,
go, go.
Godzilla, so stay out of his way, fighting off giant aliens to save the day. Oh no, here we go, time to excite. The life of Godzilla, eat, sleep, and fight. Always growing,
down with the military, cause he's so destructive, it's kinda scary. Even giant monsters can't avoid profiles, so he keeps it on the low on Monster Island. Nobody can stop him doing things his way. When the world stops hating, when he saves the day. When aliens tried to invade Japan with King Ghidorah and Gigan, Godzilla shows up and screws up the plan with the help of Mothra or Rodan, cause it's hard taking over the human race when the king of the monsters is defending the place with a trademark for a sound of his voice. Quit protecting the world, he's the weapon of choice.
Oh no,
oh no,
they say he's got to go,
go, go,
Godzilla.
Chaos is what he brings in a world full of monsters, he's the king.
Oh no,
oh no,
there goes Tokyo,
go, go,
Godzilla.
So stay out of his way, fighting off giant aliens to save the day.
Too big for a world where it's hard to function, when everything you do equals mass destruction. So don't get in his way or you'll make a mess. Don't wanna feel the wrath of a single dad with two adopted sons. One walks with a wobble, the other looks like the dudes from Bubble Bobble, teaching them survival, no time for hugs. When fighting sea monsters and giant bugs, alien invaders and mecha cyborgs, King Kong and overgrown dinosaurs. And it doesn't really matter if it's one on two, he'll fight everybody at once if he has to. See, don't back down from no one.
No,
he don't back down from no one.
Who?
He don't back down from no one. No, he don't back down.
Yeah,
even if you're bigger or made of lead, or can fly through the air or have three heads.
What?
He don't back down from no one. No, he don't back down.
What?
Now throw your hands way up in the air and run the other way like Godzilla was there. Freak out if you know what I mean.
What?
What?
And scream!
Now throw your hands way up in the air and run the other way like Godzilla was there. Freak out if you know what I mean.
What?
And scream!
Oh no!
Oh no!
They say he's got to go,
go, go,
Godzilla!
Chaos is what he brings in a world full of monsters, he's the king.
Oh no!
Oh no!
There goes Tokyo,
go, go,
Godzilla!
So stay out of his way, fighting off giant aliens to save the day.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Yeah, yeah,
what?
Oh no!
Oh no!
What?
What?
Here he comes!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Godzilla!
I'm not going to wait for this to get going because it takes forever. You know what it is, right? Of course you do. Anyway, let's get back to business here. We started that set with the other version of Moose on the Loose. That was by Roddy Jackson. He was from the Fresno Merced area of California. That's right, the Big Empty Valley. And that was the flip side of his one and only kind of hit called Hiccups. And that thing was produced by Sonny Bono, I believe. But anyway, they had some sort of association together. That's the truth. Ruth was, of course, the big bopper, Giles Perry Richardson, who wrote a lot of big songs for big people, including White Lightning and Running Bear. We heard from Soupy Sales, and that was his tribute to White Fang, his big mean puppy, played by Frank Nastasi, his sidekick of all those years. You know, did all those visitors at the door. Hey, buddy, you got to help me. It's my wife. Or Little Back Tooth. They had a birthday a day apart. I didn't know that until today. Kangaroo Rock was Hank Mazzell from the same album that gave us Jungle Rock and Animal Rock. And I guess probably a few other rocks. Hyena Baby after that was Alan and Greer. Alan and Greer were Jake Holmes and his wife Catherine. Catherine and he split up and he wrote about her in his album The Letter to Catherine December. You remember that one, don't you? It was a very interesting album. And then later on he became a member of the comedy group, I guess, Jim, Jake, and Joan, featuring Joan Rivers. Imagine that. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan again. If eggs had legs, Will You Love Me When I'm Mutton was Bobby Comber of British Music Hall fame from 1933. The Skunk Song was Johnny Messner, who was a graduate of the Juilliard School. At wartime, he led a bunch of army bands, and then after the war, went on to join the Vincent Lopez Orchestra. And then we heard from Val Dunikin, I know I have trouble with that name, who had many hits in the 60s and 70s. That was Paddy McGinty's Goats. Of course, he's from Ireland. Big Butter and People, Animals and Plants, Lizard and Fish was Logan Whitehurst and the Junior Science Club. He was also part of a band called Velveteen and Little Tin Frog, and died in 2006 at the ripe old age of 29. Ugh. Brain tumor, I believe it was. And then we had the Thorndike Pickle Dish Choir under the direction of Robert O. Smith, the ballad of Walter Wart, the Freaky Frog. There's more of those just like that. And then the King of Monsters, you know who that is, from Tone Z. All right, brings us up to where we are now. I got one more. It's a long one. If you don't want to stay for it, I don't blame you, but give it a shot. It's kind of funny. See you next week.
Are you ready? Fox sucks. Fox knocks. Knocks in box. Fox in socks. Knocks on fox in socks. In box. Socks on knocks. And knocks in box. Fox in socks. On box. On knocks. Chicks with bricks come. Chicks with blocks come. Chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks come.
Look, sir. Look, sir. Mr. Knox, sir. Let's do tricks with bricks and blocks, sir. Let's do tricks with chicks and clocks, sir. First, I'll make a quick trick brick stack. Then, I'll make a quick trick block stack. You can make a quick trick chick stack. You can make a quick trick clock stack. And here's a new trick, Mr. Knox. Socks on chicks and chicks on fox. Fox on clocks on bricks and blocks. Bricks and blocks on knocks on box. Now we come to ticks and tocks, sir. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, sir. Clocks on fox tick. Clocks on knocks tock. Six sick bricks tick. Six sick chicks tock.
Please, sir, I don't like this trick, sir. My tongue isn't quick or slick, sir. I get all those ticks and clocks, sir, mixed up with the chicks and tocks, sir. I can't do it, Mr. Fox, sir.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Knox, sir. Here's an easy game to play. Here's an easy thing to say. New socks. Two socks. Whose socks? Sue's socks. Who sews whose socks? Sue sews Sue's socks. Who sees who sew whose new socks, sir? You see Sue sew Sue's new socks, sir.
That's not easy, Mr. Fox, sir.
Who comes? Crow comes. Slow Joe Crow comes. Who sews Crow's clothes? Sue sews Crow's clothes. Slow Joe Crow sews whose clothes? Sue's clothes. Sue sews socks of fox in socks now. Slow Joe Crow sews knocks in box now. Sue sews rose on Slow Joe Crow's clothes. Fox sews hose on Slow Joe Crow's nose. Hose goes. Rose grows. Nose hose goes some. Crow's rose grows some.
Mr. Fox, I hate this game, sir. This game makes my tongue quite lame, sir.
Mr. Knox, sir, what a shame, sir. We'll find something new to do now. Here is lots of new blue goo now. New goo. Blue goo. Gooey, gooey, blue goo, new goo, gluey, gluey, gooey goo for chewy chewing. That's what that goo goose is doing. Do you choose to chew goo too, sir? If, sir, you, sir, choose to chew, sir, with the goo goose, chew, sir, do, sir.
Mr. Fox, sir, I won't do it. I can't say it. I won't chew it.
Very well, sir. Step this way. We'll find another game to play. Bim comes. Ben comes. Bim brings Ben broom. Ben brings Bim broom. Ben bends Bim's broom. Bim bends Ben's broom. Bim's bends. 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 Ben's bent broom breaks. Bim's bent broom breaks. Ben's band. Bim's band. Big bands. Pig bands. Bim and Ben lead bands with brooms. Ben's band bangs and Bim's band booms.
Pig band, boom band, big band, broom band. My poor mouth can't say that. No, sir. My poor mouth is much too slow, sir.
Well, then bring your mouth this way. I'll find it something. It can say, Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Luke's duck licks lakes. Duck takes licks in lakes. Luke Luck likes. Luke Luck licks takes in lakes. Duck likes.
I can't blab such blibber blubber. My tongue isn't made of rubber.
Mr. Knox, now, come now, come now. You don't have to be so dumb now. Try to say this, Mr. Knox. Please, through three cheese trees, three free fleas flew. While these fleas flew, freezy breeze blew. Freezy breeze made these three trees freeze. Freezy trees made these trees cheese freeze. That's what made these three free fleas sneeze.
Stop it! Stop it! That's enough, sir. I can't say such silly stuff, sir.
Very well, then, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's have a little talk about Tweedle Beetles. What do you know about Tweedle Beetles? Well, when Tweedle Beetles fight, it's called a Tweedle Beetle battle. And when they battle in a puddle, it's a Tweedle Beetle puddle battle. And when Tweedle Beetles battle with paddles in a puddle, they call it a Tweedle Beetle puddle paddle battle. And when beetles battle beetles in a puddle paddle battle, and the beetle battle puddle is a puddle in a bottle, they call this a Tweedle Beetle bottle puddle paddle battle muddle. And when beetles fight these battles in a bottle with their paddles, and the bottle's on a poodle, and the poodle's eating noodles, they call this a muddle puddle Tweedle poodle beetle noodle bottle paddle battle. And
now wait a minute, Mr. Sox Fox.
Hey, don't put me in the bottle.
But I did. And when a fox is in the bottle where the Tweedle Beetles battle with their paddles in a puddle on a noodle-eating poodle, this is what they call a Tweedle Beetle noodle poodle bottle paddled muddle duddle fuddled waddle fox in socks, sir. Fox in socks, our game is done, sir. Thank you for a lot of fun, sir.